This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Marketplace is out with the latest version of our poll this week, the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Survey. And as I mentioned yesterday, the headline numbers do show a pretty good level of optimism about the economy overall, as well as personal financial security, but not for everyone. Our poll shows more African Americans than whites say they are worried a recession is coming, and twice as many African Americans as whites believe that next recession is going to hit them. Which makes sense, because the last recession hit blacks harder and many still haven't completely recovered. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
The Great Recession was hard on Nicole Jones of Indianapolis. In 2008, the year the financial crisis hit, she was laid off from her longtime job as a property claims adjuster. Then, to make matters worse, she received a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. So when asked if she fears another recession...
Yes.
Today, Nicole Jones remains unemployed and collects disability through Social Security. And she's still asking herself a lot of the same questions she did 10 years ago.
Should we go to the doctor for this or should we not? Or do we really need this medication or can we get by on another medication or do we just not get it at all?
The poll's economic anxiety index is as low as it's ever been overall, but more than two-thirds of African Americans say they fear a recession coming in the next year. That's 51% for Hispanics and 49% for whites. And more African Americans than whites worry a recession will affect them. Not surprising, says economist Valerie Wilson with the Economic Policy Institute. During the last recession, the unemployment rate for blacks was twice that of whites, and losses in median household income were higher.
By nearly all of the standards that we would use to gauge a family's economic security and economic well-being, Black and Hispanic families were definitely hit much harder by the Great Recession.
And their recovery has been slower. In the poll, 40% of African Americans said it'd be difficult to pay an unexpected expense of $1,000, almost double the 21% of whites who say that. That may be because...
there's this huge racial wealth gap.
Marsha Baradaran is a banking law professor at the University of Georgia.
When you have communities that have less wealth, so greater poverty, they're much more vulnerable to any sort of recession, any sort of, shock to the economy at all. They're the first to lose their jobs. They're the first to lose their homes. They're the last to recover.
Today, Nicole Jones and her husband are making do on her disability checks and his $60,000 a year salary. They have two daughters in college and high health care bills. And while the economy may be doing well overall, Jones says,
right now, we haven't added to our savings account in the past, I want to say in the past almost year now.
And she's not sure when she will again. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.